Despite a decrease in COVID-19 cases here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves is urging the public to get vaccinated and continue to adhere to the COVID-19 protocols.
I see that we have 24 active cases. We have 106 deaths. The hospitalizations have gone down, but we have to remember always that it's 106 deaths. And to remind everybody that 5 of those deaths were fully vaccinated, 1 partially, and 100 of them unvaccinated. We need to do better with our vaccination. The first dose is 35,226. The second dose, 29,149. This is up to the 28th of February. There is one person who on that date was hospitalized, but it is so easy to have additional waves, and we have to watch it carefully and monitor it. And we still have to be wearing our masks. Fortunately, we haven't had the kind of a lockdown that other places had now. The only thing is that we had some fairly limited restrictions, and of course, for particular strategic and frontline workers, there was a requirement and is a requirement for them to be vaccinated in these particular jobs so that we can, that can help get our economy back on track properly.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Belize has released new COVID-19 public health regulations that, among other things, reduce the number of places where it is mandatory to wear a mask and lifts the curfew, which has been in place since April 1, 2020. The new regulations took effect from yesterday, Tuesday, March 1, 2022. Health officials in Belize say that, however, social distancing is still required. About 300,000 doses of various types of vaccines have been dumped by the National Health Fund in Jamaica following the breakdown of a cold storage room at its pharmaceutical warehouse. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says COVID-19 vaccine doses were among the items affected by the change in temperature. He says some of the vaccines which had to be discarded were donations, but sought to assure the Jamaican public that the wasted vaccine doses did not impact normal operations. Internationally, a small study of patients suffering from persistent symptoms long after a bout of COVID-19 found that nearly 60% had nerve damage possibly caused by a defective immune response. U.S. researchers say that the study involved in-depth exams of 17 individuals with so-called long COVID, and the finding could point to new treatments. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.